What's up, everybody? It's BJ Starr, your former co-director of Irresistible. It's with a lot of sadness and deep gratitude that I come to you this week to deliver our final practice episode. Maybe you've already seen 3 weeks ago that after a series of public pieces of accountability, my co-director, Kate Warning, issued a public apology and resignation. For myself, after a lot of debate, advice, discernment, I decided not to inherit Irresistible as a solo director. That means that without leadership left to run this project, this iteration of the work is sunsetting. All of our workers have been wrapping up their transition tasks, and sustaining members or other collaborators, you'll be hearing from us soon about how to wrap up this round of our relationships. But this will be the last practice we air. The library of conversations and practices will remain available online for you to use anytime, including this one today. And I invite you to please lean on them as much as you need through this transition and always. If you are curious about more of the circumstances that led to this moment, please check out our social media. So what are we going to do here today? When all of the changes unfolded, I checked back in with the team of today's guest, Lamarod Owens, about what they wanted to do with this practice that we had already recorded together. And they agreed that it is important to share. It's so needed right now, and I believe it's so needed all the time, really. So what you're going to be hearing is an anger offering practice from Lamarod Owens, who is an author, activist, authorized lama, Buddhist teacher in the Kagyu School of Tibetan Buddhism, and is considered one of the leaders of his generation of Buddhist teachers. Holding a Master of Divinity degree in Buddhist studies from Harvard Divinity School, Owens is also co-author of a book you may know well, Radical Dharma, Talking Race, Love, and Liberation. Lamarod is also co-founder of Bhumis Parsha, a Buddhist tantric practice and study community. So in the episode that precedes this one, I talked with Lamarod about his new book, Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger. The book was our book club selection for the summer, but because of the sunset of this project, book club will no longer be gathered here. Good news is, though, you can still continue your practice and study with this important book in a few ways. First, you can purchase it directly from the publisher using the discount code IRRESISTIBLE35. That will get you 35% off between now and September 1st. Second, Lamarod is doing a bunch of events for his virtual book tour, is also hosting an e-course and a book club himself that you can take part in. Check out more information in the show notes of this episode or go to Lamarod, LAMAROD.com for more information. So we spoke in the previous episode about everything from love to liberation, anger, rage, the role that our anger plays in our movements for liberation. And now Lamarod is sharing a practice with us that can help us create space for the intense emotions, including anger, that many of us are experiencing in this moment of our lives and in history. This practice is inspired by the angering offer practice in his book, which you can find on page 107. And without further ado, I'd love to welcome Lamarod Owens.
Awesome. Thank you so much, BJ. Again, my name is Lamarod, and I am a tantric Buddhist teacher, and I'm so excited to share this practice with you, which is inspired by my book, Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger. So to prepare for this practice, I just really encourage you to just kind of come into a position that feels appropriate for you. So you can lie down, you can sit up, you can sit in a chair, you can stand up as well. Also, you can do a little bit of movement practice, you know, as I offer this practice as well, and that's completely fine. You know, so the key to this practice is just, you know, coming into a physical position that you can maintain for, you know, 20 to 30 minutes for a practice, okay? So I like to call this practice, you know, many different names, but for this practice, I like to maybe name it offering practice. So offering practice. And so we're going to be moving through a series of sources of anchors and refuges, you know, that we can actually access in order to experience a little more groundedness, more spaciousness, more opening, you know, and we're going to be simply offering, you know, to these different sources of refuge as we move the practice, okay? And this is completely appropriate for anyone. If you're new, this is fine. If you're, you know, a seasoned practitioner, meditator, this is great as well. I think this is accessible for any level of practice that you may have, okay? So when you've been able to kind of come into a position that feels appropriate for you to continue practicing, I just really invite you to turn your attention really intentionally just to noticing that there is a body here, you know, that you are embodied. You know, as we move through the practices, I really encourage you to be in choice and to have the space to make choices about what feels right for you to practice or to move into. And when it doesn't feel right, I just really encourage you to take a break, you know, and to turn your attention to something that feels a little more tangible, more solid, and more grounding for you as well. You know, we'll be using breath, we'll be looking at the body and so forth. So always be in choice. Please take care of yourself. But again, just noticing that there is a body, that you have a body. I'm just letting the body bring you into this moment. You know, the body is always in this moment. It's not in the past, it's not in the future, it's present. So allowing the body to support you in being present. And now I invite you to shift your attention and just noticing the contact your body's making with your seat, you know? And so for me, I love to just notice the sensations of my body resting on a seat, or if I'm lying down, my body resting on whatever I'm lying on. I'm noticing the weight of my body. I'm noticing the reality of gravity. And so now I invite you to shift your attention even deeper and just allowing your attention to flow down into the earth under you. And so you may be on, you know, the third or fourth floor of a building, but the floor is actually an expression of the earth. So just allowing your attention to dip down into the floor, the foundation in which is supporting you. As your attention touches into this foundation, into the earth, the earth energetically is actually touching us back. And as the earth is touching us, it is loving us, it is deeply accepting us without judgment. And as the earth is accepting us, it is loving us. Also, it is not just loving us, it is also holding us in this kind of embrace. So just noticing that experience of being held by the earth. And I wonder, as you notice this holding by the earth, I wonder if you can just allow the earth to especially hold the things that we struggle to hold for ourselves. I wonder if you can imagine giving to the earth our anger or our despair or our hopelessness or our fatigue. What is it like to have the earth hold those things for us? Offering these things to the earth that we struggle to hold for ourselves. Now I invite you to shift your attention up into your heart center, which is just the space right in the middle of our chest, just left of our hearts. And I invite you to begin to reflect on something or someone that you're grateful for. And allowing that energy of gratitude to begin to grow within the heart center, you can feel that growing energy as warmth, or you can see it as light. You don't have to feel it or see it at all. You can just simply say, there is energy growing within my heart center, and that's enough. And if you feel resourced enough, I encourage you to imagine breathing in and out of the heart center. As you breathe into the heart center, imagining that the in-breath just begins to deepen the energy of gratitude. It begins to circulate through our experience, through our bodies, through our minds. And as this energy of gratitude grows, I wonder if you can imagine offering again the things that maybe we struggle to hold, offering it into this experience of gratitude to hold for us. What is that like? To let our gratitude hold the things that we struggle with. Knowing that we're not necessarily trying to be grateful for what we're struggling with, but just noticing the energy of gratitude and just offering the things that we struggle with into the energy of gratitude. And then we shift our attention into our minds and we begin to notice thoughts and emotions. And for this practice, I wonder if you can identify your experience of anger in the mind. If you do, I encourage you to first tell yourself, I am angry. I am angry. And just sitting with that statement just for a few moments. And now I invite you to say instead, I am experiencing anger. I am experiencing anger. Just to notice the shift in your experience when you reflect on that statement. And if you feel resourced enough, I invite you to shift your attention down into noticing the sensations in your body. And particularly, I invite you to kind of look for the physical sensations of your anger within the body. Where does your mental experience of anger lead you to within your body? Where is the tightness or the tension or maybe the discomfort? You know, for me, my physical sensations of anger often feel like tension or tightness in my brow, my forehead, my neck area, my shoulders. I also feel that tension within my gut. So just noticing that for yourself. You know, where does anger show up for you in your body? And when you find those experiences, those sensations, again, tell yourself, I'm angry. I am angry. And then next, we simply say, my anger is an experience. My anger is an experience. Now we turn our attention back into our minds, again, noticing the energy of anger, the emotion of anger. We begin to imagine that our minds are like these large, vast oceans with no boundaries, no limits, and they stretch out into the horizon with no limits or ending. And I invite you to imagine that your anger is transformed into really beautiful flowers. And I encourage you to imagine taking these really beautiful flowers of your anger and just kind of throwing them out onto the ocean of your mind and just watching these beautiful flowers float on the ocean of your mind. And just letting them float. You're not reaching for them. You're not backing away. You're just sitting and watching these beautiful flowers of your anger float on top of the ocean of your mind. And we can shift our attention back into the bodies and again, noticing the physical sensations of our anger and doing the exact same thing, transforming these sensations into beautiful flowers and then casting them onto the surface of the ocean of your mind. So slowly, we'll begin transitioning out of the practice. And we return our attention to this energy of gratitude. We want to send this energy of gratitude down into the earth, thanking the earth for supporting us during this practice. We send this energy of gratitude into our breath, thanking our breath for this practice, and for supporting us during the practice as well. We send this energy of gratitude intentionally into the mind, thanking our minds for supporting us during this practice and for having this potential to be awakened that we can access through practice, and thanking the mind for all of that. And we turn this energy of gratitude back to ourselves, and we thank ourselves for this practice. So we slowly come out of the practice, and you may open your eyes if they were closed. And just noticing the seat under you again, noticing the earth under you, just coming back into this moment by using the anchors of the seat and the earth to invite us back into the moment, into the body. If you feel resourced enough, taking a few deep breaths through three cleansing breaths by breathing very deeply into the nose and then exhaling out of the mouth, imagining that you're actually exhaling the air through every opening and pore of the body, which can be quite powerful. And just doing that two more times. Last time. And thank you so much for your practice. Yeah. And even moving forward, I just encourage you to really make this practice a part of your toolbox of practices. And you can spend any amount of time that you want working through the components of this practice. And you can do this offering practice for anything. It doesn't have to be anger. It can be sadness, and it could be loneliness or despair. Anything that like really is, you know, kind of hard for you to work with, try this practice as well. So thank you again.
A huge thank you to Lamarad Owens for sharing with us today. I invite each of you to read Lamarad's new book, Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger, and to purchase it directly from North Atlantic Books with the discount code IRRESISTIBLE35 for 35% off through September 1st. You can also join Lamarad for his virtual book tour, upcoming e-course, and book club. Find more information in the show notes of this episode or at lamarad.com. That's LAMARD.com. Find the transcript of this practice episode at irresistible.org/podcast/68p and access the entire catalog of conversations and practices at irresistible.org/podcast. You may hear from us one last time with a special closing episode, a ritual of grief and honor for this era of the work, and of handing the vision back to each of you to carry forward. In the meantime, I'm sending you all a lot of love and tenderness. Farewell.